This is not a destination as much as it's a journey. And Exascale is the next waypoint on this journey towards ever increasingly more powerful computers. It's about 1,000 times faster than the machines that we had 10 years ago. With a billion things computing at a billion times per second, we're gonna have smarter AI, we'll have higher resolution simulations. This is gonna impact pretty much every technology-oriented problem, whether it's climate, fluid dynamics, biology, chemistry, materials, combustion engine design, nuclear reactor design. All of that's going to get both a boost from the core compute in Exascale, but then an extra boost from applying machine learning. It's gonna open up many possible paths of future development. Climate simulations that are pushing towards the kilometer resolution will give us unprecedented insight as to how climate change is happening and what we can do about it. For drug development and understanding the systems biology in diseases like cancer and COVID, for example, we've built an AI-driven modeling pipeline that combines physics-based models with AI techniques for finding matches to antiviral targets. And we need this large-scale computing so we can search much deeper into the space of possible therapeutics. It's that very opportunity of doing something new, because you've got more capability, more capacity, that's the creative spark. It gives us this kind of new environment in which we can imagine how we might solve new problems. And that's the magic of Exascale computing.